Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How hard it is to receive God's gifts. How hard it is to believe that He is gracious and provides us with all that we need. Consider the last portion of last Sunday's gospel, the lesson we just heard read, the conclusion of the parable of the prodigal son. The prodigal wants to make a deal with his dad. He comes to recognize his situation, but he seeks to deal with his father on the basis of works. Make me as one of your hired servants. The elder brother acts just the same. We tend to think of him as ungrateful toward his father. More serious is the fact that the stay-at-home son is a legalist, just like his little brother. Listen to what he says. So many years I have served you as a slave, and I have never transgressed your command. Just like his brother, this son seeks to point to what he does. Neither boy, then, seeks to be a son. Both seek to be a servant who is paid according to what he earns. But how does God in Jesus Christ, for Jesus is the Father in the parable of the prodigal son, how does God in Jesus Christ deal with his people? To the elder son, he says, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. To the younger prodigal son, he says, not by words, but by his actions, by running out to meet him, by bestowing on him kisses, and by smothering any attempt of the younger son to make a deal, you are my son, and are worthy to be called my son. To you are given the blessings of my house. A lot more could be said about this parable, of course, about the context in the Gospel of St. Luke, about the younger son's demand for a portion of his inheritance, about the open-ended nature of the story, as it were. But today I want you to focus on just one thing. We want to make a deal with our Lord. We want to point out what we do, what we bring to him. We seek to offer how we conform to halakha, the way of the Lord, as we heard from Rabbi Feit last Thursday evening at the Institute on Lay Vocation presentation. God, on the other hand, has a different way. Child, he declares, my son, my daughter, whether you are bad or whether you are good, put away the deals you would make. Put away the actions you would offer. I want you always to be with me. That which is mine, the blessings of my house, are yours. This is the gospel of the Lord. Amen.